Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 14, recorded on April 19th, 2008. 2 weekends ago, we got a new TV. Well, new to us anyway. My wife's uncle got the new TV, and we got his used one. So there you go. If you are planning on robbing our house, well, we're the house with the used TV in the living room. There isn't a day that goes by that the vast majority of the public at large doesn't watch at least a little bit of TV. We all know that, but here's something I bet you didn't know. Kids watch TV too. I know, you wouldn't have believed it, but they do. In fact, here are some stats I found from a website from the California State University at Northridge. The approximate number of studies examining TV's effects on children is about 4,000. The percentage of daycare centers that use TV during a typical day is 70%. The percentage of 4 to 6-year-olds who, when asked to choose between watching TV and spending time with their fathers, preferred television is 54%. And here's the big one. The number of minutes per week that the average child watches television is 1,680 minutes. That's 28 hours a week. That's more than one full day a week. I'll have a link to this website on the attipscast.wordpress.com site so you can check out all the stats yourself. Okay, so what's my point with all this? Let's never let our kids watch TV again? Of course not. The point is that people are watching TV. Kids are watching TV. That isn't going to change anytime soon, so let's embrace that technology and let's start using it to assist students who are struggling. Now, I know that's not exactly fair because there are some really good shows out there that can be used to assist students who are struggling, and I want to share some of those with you. I encourage you to advocate for more shows that can be used to assist struggling students. So now, let's tune in to AT Tips number 20 through 23, TV Shows for Struggling Students. There is tons of educational programming on TV. There are whole channels dedicated to education. The History Channel, the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, the Science Channel, and so on are just a few. Some of our favorite shows are on these stations, but these are no-brainers. You don't need a podcast to know that watching the History Channel or the Discovery Channel would be good for students to help them with their education. What I'm going to talk about are the shows or aspects of shows that you don't necessarily realize are modeling or teaching a skill that could be useful for students who might be struggling. I should note that this is skewed a little young because, well, that's where our family is right now, and so we're watching a lot of these shows. Maybe in 10 to 12 years, I'll have another podcast that refers to some teen shows. Ubi! Ubi is a hand. Not a puppet over a hand, but just a hand. Yes, a live action hand. This is not an animated show. All the characters in the show are hands, and they all have these little Mr. Potato Head-like eyes. He has a family and friends, and they go on adventures and learn all sorts of useful stuff. But here's especially why I like Ubi. The language they use. Every character speaks in one or two word utterances. You'll hear Ubi say something like,
"You, yes,"
or,
"Ubi, grow flower."
Every character speaks this way. This sort of speech is a perfect model for students who are at the 1 to 2 word level. When modeling communication for a child, it's best to provide the child with utterances that are at the same length or one word longer than where they are. So if a child is using one word utterances, it's best to use 1 to 2 word utterances when speaking to that child. Ubi does a great job modeling 2 to 3 word utterances. Dora the Explorer. I'm not a fan of the false R rhyming in the title. I mean, couldn't her name have been Jennifer or Taylor the Explorer? But this is about what I like about Dora, not what I don't like. Immediately, you might think, Dora speaks Spanish, so it's good for learning English and Spanish. And yeah, that's probably true, but that's not why she made my list. Dora made my list because each episode is formulaic with a built-in sequencing review. In every episode I've ever seen, Dora talks to the map and they visit three locations. Three boxes come up on the screen and they review the order they need to follow to get to each location. These boxes come up after they reach each destination and Dora reviews them again. For students who have trouble sequencing or telling a story in a linear format, Dora provides an excellent model over and over again in each episode. Muy bien, Dora. Muy bien.
Who's got the power to lead? Who answers the call for friends in need?
Super Y! Super Y!
He's the guy, he's
Super Y!
Who's got the power?
Super Y. If you haven't seen this show, it's a mix of superheroes, classic fairy tales, and reading. It's computer animation at its finest. There are these four characters, one of which is named Super Y. They live in Storybook Village, and in each episode, they have some sort of problem to solve. This is when they turn into the super readers and fly into a classic storybook that has a similar problem. Along the way, each of the characters use their powers, spelling, rhyming, alphabet power, and the power to read, to help the characters in the storybook to solve the problem. Why do I like it? For a few simple reasons. The show does a fantastic job of combining classic stories with reading concepts. It's like the creators of the show said, "What are kids like?" and then use that list to create the show. Superpowers, mysteries, finding hidden objects, listening to stories, and singing. Also, in every episode, the characters dance just like I do at every wedding I ever go to. Cyber Chase. Christopher Lloyd and Gilbert Gottfried in the same show? Is it a dream? No, it's Cyber Chase. This show is the one show in my list that is for a little bit of an older crowd. It's about three kids and a friendly bird who need to use mathematical concepts to stop the evildoer from taking over. The math concepts are usually stuff like fractions, percentages, and so on. It's not a preschool age show. How many times did I sit in math class and wonder, geez, when will I ever use this stuff in real life? How often does that happen every day in contemporary math classes? I bet it happens all the time. Cyber Chase explains the concepts and shows the practical usage of the concepts all in kind of an entertaining way. These four shows are just a few of the shows that my family likes to watch. I mean, really, how do we get all of our required 28 hours of watching television in if we only watch those four shows? So I just wanted to recap and say that these shows, I think, have some particularly good aspects to them for working with students who are having difficulties in those areas. Just so you know, I don't get any money for jocking these shows. I just think they are particularly good at what they do. For all of these shows, check your local listings. But Cyber Chase episodes are available for a fee on iTunes. Super Y has a few free episodes on iTunes, and Dora has some shorts available on iTunes. You can also check out my attipscast.wordpress.com site, where I'll have links to the websites for each of these shows. Each of these websites have interactive activities for children, along with integration ideas for parents and teachers. Just one quick announcement this week. My family, along with some of my coworkers, we'll be walking for cystic fibrosis on May 19th. We're hoping to raise some money for further research to combat that disease. If you can give even a dollar and would like to sponsor the walk, please check out the www.cff.org/great_strides website to make a donation. Again, I'll have a link where you can make a donation on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. Anything you can give, even the smallest little bit, would be appreciated. If you know a family who's been touched by cystic fibrosis, then you'll know why you should donate. If you don't know anyone with cystic fibrosis, please donate so that it can stay that way. That's about it for this episode. But before I sign off, I wanted to invite you to tell me about your favorite television shows. Let me know what TV shows you've used to help students that are struggling. Leave a comment on the website or drop me a line at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.